The North Country has plenty of issues. Jobs, healthcare, opioid addiction and treatment, roads, bridges, wind power, overcrowded trails in the Adirondacks, you name it. But last night's debate among the candidates for Congress next year got fired up on a different issue, not local at all. The most national of national issues, President Donald Trump and impeachment. We'll hear the candidates' views and what it might mean for the congressional race next year on today's Story of the Day. Hey, I'm David Summerstein. It's Tuesday, November 21st. And first up, the city of Watertown is casting a wide net for ideas about how to spend $10 million on downtown revitalization. Watertown won the big state grant last month. Officials are rolling out a series of events next week to gather input from citizens. City Planning Director Michael Lumbus told the Watertown Daily Times, "We want this to be the community's plan." Next Tuesday, this is the Tuesday after Thanksgiving, there'll be a walk and tour of downtown at noon, where people can sort of see things firsthand and get a sense of the work ahead. Later that night, they're going to show a movie about urban renewal. And then the next night, on Wednesday night next week, city leaders will host an open house from 7 to 8:30 to gather ideas. And on Thursday evening from 5 to 7, consultants will share conceptual drawings based on initial ideas from the public and starting to get an image of what this is all going to look like. All these events will be at the Empsall Building downtown on Court Street. The main landing page for the entire Watertown Revitalization Project, where you can get details on those events and also submit your own ideas without going to one of those events for the city of Watertown, is at the website watertowndri.com. Nine candidates hoping to unseat Congresswoman Elise Stefanik met last night, that's Monday night, for a debate at Clinton Community College in Plattsburgh. The most contentious questions focused not on the North Country or the 21st Congressional District in any way, but on President Donald Trump. Since taking office earlier this year, Trump has sparked a wave of liberal activism. And last night, the fiercest argument of the night centered on whether Trump should be removed from office. Brian Mann has our story.
Last night's debate focused mostly on nuts and bolts things, jobs, the opioid epidemic. But moderator Pat Bradley from public radio station WAMC stirred things up by asking about Donald Trump.
Impeach or not?
Republican Representative Elise Stefanik has been critical of Donald Trump at times, but she also endorsed him. Three of the candidates who hoped to unseat her quickly embraced this idea that the president should be ousted.
Impeach.
As soon as possible.
Patrick?
That makes three.
That's Don Boyajian, Steve Krieg, and Patrick Nelson, all running as Democrats. Now, this sounds kind of like a rabble-rousy question, but considering articles of impeachment is one of the gravest responsibilities that the House of Representatives can undertake, with multiple investigations underway into the Trump campaign's alleged ties to Russia during last year's campaign, this could be a real thing, especially if Democrats retake the House next year. Democrats Emily Martz, Tedra Cobb, and Tanya Boone were more cautious, arguing that investigations should come first before talk of impeachment.
Let's go through the process so that we can get to that point.
I don't think we should impeach at this point. I think we should go through the process, because if we impeach without that, I think that things will fall apart. I think it's absolutely irresponsible.
There are a lot of Republicans in our district, and I do think that a lot of them get upset about this. They feel like he's the president, and we need to abide by the process and make sure that he's held accountable if he has committed crimes.
Two other Democrats, Ronald Kim and Katie Wilson, said the focus should be on presidential elections in 2020, not on impeachment.
I'm more fearful of Vice President Pence becoming President Pence.
That's what's up next. I say we elect another president in a few years and we avoid the Mike Pence
The strongest pushback on this question came from Russ Finley. He's a Republican hoping to unseat Stefanik in the GOP primary next year.
I'm disgusted that this question was even asked. That is horrendous. We're talking about the president of the United States here. The Constitution talks about high crimes and misdemeanors. There's been nothing done, and this was an absolutely disgusting question to be asked.
Democrat Patrick Nelson pushed back, arguing that there is a case for Trump to be removed from office now because of his foreign business dealings.
So the president is in violation of the Emoluments Clause of the United States Constitution by not divesting himself from his businesses and continuing to take payments from foreign governments.
An emoluments lawsuit is currently in federal court, with the president's critics arguing that he has a clear conflict of interest and Justice Department attorneys arguing the case should be dismissed. Republican Russ Finley fired back again, arguing that talk of unseating a Republican president who won office just last year is insulting and infuriating.
The Emoluments Clause, where are you getting that? 200 years, nobody's been charged with that, and the guy owns a few hotels, and he rents rooms to everybody. Go ahead and laugh.
This is a moment when many Democrats are fired up against Donald Trump, and you could hear that tension in the crowd last night.
This is a bullet round.
Yeah, and I'm firing a lot of bullets. So you want to talk about, hey, you want to attack my president, ladies and gentlemen? I'm here to tell you, I'm not going to tolerate it.
So last night's exchange over Donald Trump points to a political conundrum for Democrats. They hope Donald Trump will be a mobilizing force in next year's midterm election. If Democrats hope to build a national wave and retake House seats in places like the North Country, it will happen because of the president's unpopularity. But the truth is that Donald Trump won this district. He remains really popular among many conservatives. So while talk of impeachment and high crimes and misdemeanors might mobilize the Democratic base, it could also turn out a lot of angry conservatives and Republicans. Brian Mann, North Country Public Radio, Plattsburgh.
Our Plattsburgh reporter, Zach Hirsch, contributed to this report. We have more news all the time at ncpr.org, including a story on North Country counties that are joining the lawsuit against opioid drug manufacturers. Lauren Rosenthal has that story at ncpr.org. I'm David Summerstein, North Country Public Radio.